SBI Radio Network. Let's welcome onto the air with me this morning, Representative Jim Roscoe from House District 22, representing Northern Star Valley, as well as portions of Teton and Sublette counties. Good morning, Representative Roscoe. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Fine.
Hey, thank you for taking some time to give us an update from Cheyenne and what's happening with the state legislature. And, you know, Representative, the first question I had for you was on redistricting. And, I believe is it House Bill 100 that the House is working through? I think it went through third reading on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. But there's been a lot of discussion on redistricting to catch up our listeners and what to do, and kind of a battle between the rural and the urban areas. And it looks like maybe a solution is just to add more seats. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, that's very good. You got the summary right there. We worked on it all summer, and I was pretty happy with what we had done in the western part of the state. But when we got over to the eastern part, it just kept going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then we're just trying to adjust the population to the representation. And so the Bighorn Basin was really lacking in population. They had lost quite a bit, and actually Lincoln County and Sublette lost a little bit, but Lincoln and Teton did gain. So we moved it around, and it just seemed like it was that adding two representatives and one senator did solve a lot of problems all over the state, and it brought us within the allowable deviation, we really tried to do that so we wouldn't be worried about the lawsuit coming down the road because of that, of breaking that deviation, which is 5% either side of the goal, the main median there.
Gotcha. So
it did pass. Yeah.
Yeah.
It did pass. And only one amendment that broke us a little bit out of deviation. So, but we expected the Senate to change quite a few things. So we'll see what they do with it now.
So with this bill, as it's sent to the Senate, what effects does it have here in western Wyoming, you know, in your district and southwest Wyoming? Is there many boundary changes, I guess? Is what's the impact there?
Yeah, there's really not too much. A good thing is that Sublette County, the representation there will be almost it's all of Sublette County now. I used to have the northern part, but now Representative Summers will have that. And it seems to be like people are happier if it stays within the county. So instead of having three counties now, my district will only represent two, which will still be northern Lincoln.
Sure.
And then in Lincoln County, that line going south down around Thane is where it used to be between Thane and Star Valley Ranch. Now Star Valley Ranch is still in the northern district, but Aetna and Freedom are actually going to be in the southern part.
Gotcha.
That's a minor change.
Which would be Representative Simpson's, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That was a really agreeable thing between both of us that worked out quite well, I thought.
Representative Jim Roscoe, and so this goes to the Senate, and of course they'll do their work with it from there, and we'll see what changes are made. Representative, while we have you, also want to talk about the budget. Of course, being a budget year, that starts in the House. Give us an update on what discussions have taken place in the chamber.
Oh, we were so busy with redistricting that the budget is coming up today, I think it's starting. And everybody I've talked to, you know, from the governor down to the treasurer and also the auditor, state auditor, that they're actually quite happy with the way it is now. And I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of changes. People are trying to do budget amendments that would sort of slip some things in there. And, you know, I don't have anything specific right now that I think is going to happen.
Okay.
There is one effort, I believe, to Medicaid expansion didn't get presented at all, but that was a lot of people voted for it and expressed their concern. There was some talk about that. I actually don't think that will be a budget amendment either, but that was a big item and a lot of controversy about that.
Well, Representative, despite being a budget session, still, 400 pieces of legislation being at least submitted. Any other bills of note that's been discussed that you'd like to mention?
Let me see. No, you know, a lot of the individual bills did not make it because there simply wasn't room, and we are done with those. So, so corporations and revenue, let's see what's coming up. Off the top of my head, I did have a bill that didn't quite make it, and I was a little disappointed. And that was a real estate bill that would have given us some local control up in mainly. It probably would have only affected Teton County because, as you know, Teton County is now the wealthiest county in the United States, which is rather shocking. But anyway, that bill did not pass. It got 30-30 votes in the House, so maybe the next session it might make it.
Okay.
There were some conservation bills as well that that they were trying to limit some conservation easements. And since I do work on the WWNRT, the Wildlife Trust Fund Funding Committee, we were against those bills, and we were able to stop that from happening. That would have severely limited our ability to conserve some wildlife habitat and various things that we're working on.
Representative Jim Roscoe this morning, House District 22. Representative, thank you for your time, and we appreciate the update this morning.